It's time for our weekly review of state news. It's the Wisconsin News Roundup.
Governor Walker announced a package of bills this week that aims to help make college more affordable for future students and easier to pay back for former students.
And the state legislature began its 2016 session this week, where a number of new bills were proposed, and there was some drama in the assembly chamber as well. Here with us to talk about all that and more is Robert Menser, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
So earlier this week, Governor Walker announced a number of legislative efforts to bring down the cost of college. This is a topic that has been much talked about in Wisconsin and nationally. What were some of the things that he would like to do?
Yeah, so this is a package of bills, as you say. Probably the most significant one, or one that would affect a large number of people, is ending the cap on the tax deduction that people who are paying student loans can claim on interest payments. Right now, there's a cap on that. The cap is at $2,500, and the proposal is to get rid of that. They say that would help. That specific part of these sort of various pieces of legislation would help 32,000 borrowers in Wisconsin, which I think is kind of in itself a comment on how many people are making very big student loan payments. That there's more than 3,200 people who are paying more than $2,500 in interest in a year.
And I know at least one of these proposals, loan counseling for students and parents, that one has bipartisan support. What about some of the rest of them?
Yeah, it feels to me, so this has been a major, sort of a central issue for Democrats in Wisconsin in recent years. They have introduced bills each year on that deal with sort of student debt. They have a whole slate of bills. And so in general, the Democratic response has been that these proposals don't go far enough, that there needs to be more. They have a proposal that would allow people to refinance student loan debt the way that you can with your mortgage or whatever. If the interest rate goes down, these proposals don't touch anything like that. One of the Democrats, State Senator Jennifer Schilling, called it nibbling around the edges. So that's not the same as saying that they're against these proposals. It's just more that this represents Governor Walker sort of making a little bit of a foray in what had been largely a Democratic issue.
And what is the state of student debt here in Wisconsin? Can you give us a sense of where we are as a state?
So bad, very bad. It is reported that Wisconsin has the third highest number of people with student loan burden, and it has effects. There are economic studies that show that if you have student loans, you're less likely to things like buy a house or buy a car, as you would expect, right? Hey, listen, I have student loan debt. I'm in this, and it does affect your people's spending decisions. So the argument is that it has an overall drag on the economy when people are carrying around these debts for a decade or whatever.
And another of these I know that we haven't mentioned yet is issuing more grants to technical schools. What do you know about that?
Right, this is significant as well. It would expand the number of people who can get need-based grants to attend technical colleges. Right now, there are about 37,000 students in the technical college system who are eligible for these need-based grants, but just they can't get them because there just isn't enough money in the fund. That is compared to 24,000 students who received the grant. So there's a large number. It's not quite twice, but it's quite a bit more, you know, as many again, who would be eligible but can't currently get this. And the proposal would increase it by $5,000 per year over some years. So it wouldn't even wipe out that problem either, but it would move it along at least.
We're talking to Robert Menser right now, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald, talking with him for our Wisconsin News Roundup. And the state legislature started their 2016 session this week. And one of the bills that's been talked about would punish businesses or people who defraud the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. What can you tell us about where that one is?
Yeah, so here's a bipartisan bill that would make it a felony for companies to provide false information when they're applying for grants, business loans from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Governor Walker this week expressed support for the bill, and given that it's bipartisan, if the governor also likes it, it feels like that's likely to happen. The governor, I mean, it's worth saying in his comments, he also sort of downplayed how often this happens and said that it's, you know, in the one or two cases. And he's kind of correct. There isn't you know, to a large extent, the problem with WEDIC hasn't necessarily been that it's easy for companies to submit false information. In a lot of cases, it's been that the agency doesn't follow up on loans to see if there's the economic growth that they were promised, or the terms of the loan, or that sort of cronyism that's being granted to people who are, you know, campaign supporters. Still, though, I mean, it's something, right? The idea that it's sort of hard to argue that if you defraud the state, that you shouldn't have a penalty for that.
So the new session just started, but do you see any other legislation affecting WEDIC coming down the pike at all?
You know, this is, I think that there certainly will be. This is probably a first start, because it's been it's gotten to the point where there is some bipartisan consensus that procedures need to change. You know, there was at this particular hearing on this bill, there was a business lobbyist who raised the objection that it could have a chilling effect, as if, you know, if you have to, businesses are going to decline to apply for funding if they are at risk of being prosecuted for fraud. But it feels to me like that was a little bit of a half-hearted objection. And, it's something that there's been a lot of focus on. Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, has indicated that he is open to further changes beyond this relatively modest proposal. So I wouldn't be surprised to see more coming out of it in the legislative session.
Okay, and in other news this recent week, Representative Bob Gannon was in hot water after giving the finger to Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca. What happened?
Yeah, how about this guy? Flip somebody off. So Representative Gannon is a Republican from Slinger, and he sort of has a history of making these inflammatory statements. In December, after the shooting at the Easttown Mall in Madison, he issued quite extreme statement calling on Wisconsinites to practice vigilante justice and shoot criminals. I mean, that's what it said. So that was last month. This month, he issued a press release that essentially blamed all of Wisconsin's economic problems on Milwaukee. He wrote in the press release that Milwaukee's unemployment rate among African Americans is about 20%, which is, quote, almost four times as high as the white unemployment rate for the city and the state. So it was like this sort of nakedly racial appeal. And I mean, I think it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, really on both sides of the aisle, but especially on the Democratic side. So Representative Peter Barca is a Democratic minority leader, and he wanted to argue about it. And instead of arguing, Gannon just flip him off on the floor of the assembly. So he has apologized for the gesture, but not for the underlying statement or the view that Milwaukee's crime is Wisconsin's main economic problem.
Just real quickly before we leave this, do you think that's seen as sort of an isolated incident, or is that maybe setting the tone for the new session?
Well, I mean, tensions run high, but it does feel like it's somehow symbolic that this is where they are on the first day. This is the first day of the legislative session, and they're already at this level of rancor and inability to like actually debate an issue. So it doesn't augur well, you know.
And Rob, just briefly, as we wrap up, yesterday we talked to State Senator Mary Lozick about a bill that would allow concealed carry weapons on school grounds. According to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, doesn't sound like that bill is going to be moving forward anytime soon, but can you give us a quick update there?
Sure, yeah. I heard that segment. So today Representative Robin Voss was quoted saying that he did not think it was likely that the Assembly would take up the bill. He did say that he supports the concept. But he said he was not sure that we were seeing an outpouring of support around the state for concealed carry on school grounds. So if it doesn't pass the Assembly, it's unlikely to become law. He didn't completely rule it out, but it sounds like its chances aren't great.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Robert Mensah. He joins us every week at this time to break down the biggest stories from around the state in our Wisconsin News Roundup.